Good morning. Continue with Maseches Tamei. Parak Dalet. We're up to Mishnah Dalet. Yesterday we discussed the idea of being Koresh Shein to something, even though you're not actually being Mafresh, you're not actually giving it, you could point to one area and designate that area as the area where you're giving the Maisa from. It's relevant in cases where we can't absolutely prove you're chayiv to give the Maiser. In other words, the Maiser which is given to a Levi is an issue of monetary discussion between you and the Levi. Do you owe it to the Levi or not? And if it's a Safek, the burden of proof falls upon the Levi. The Levi can't prove that indeed he's owed the Maiser Rishai, so you don't have to give it to him. So you'll designate that area as Maiser Rishai. The Levi can't take it from you because you can't prove it's owed to him. There's no Isser for a Yisrael to eat Maiser Rishai. So therefore, he eats it and he's in good shape. So today's Mishnah Dalet starts with Misha Kara Shem L'Trumas Meiser Shel Demai. So again, for Trumas Meiser, he was Kara Shem. He was Kara Shem for the Meiser Rishon, and then there's the Trumas Meiser. Or for a case of Meiser Ani Shel Vadai, or a case of Meiser Ani Shel Vadai, Meiser Ani, a case of Meiser really absolutely needs to go to the Ani. The reason why the first case has to be Zmai, the second case has to be Shel Vadai, is because you're always going to have a Kriyas Shem of Demai because you have to take off the Trumas Meiser. So the Trumas Meiser, something which goes to the Kayin, that you're going to have a Kriyas Shem on the Meiser Rishain in order to take off the Trumas Meiser. The Meiser Ani Shel Vadai, you're only going to be Koresh Shem of Meiser Ani if indeed you have to do it. There's no point in doing it if you don't have to. Yesterday we saw in the Mishnah Machlekes about this, but ultimately we know that you're not Chayiv to do it. So the halacha is, if he was Koresh Shem for some area, in other words, he designated one area as either the Meiser Rishon where he'll take Trumas Meiser from, or the area where he'll take Meiser Ani from, Lo Yitleim B'Shabbos. You can't take it off on Shabbos because it's also to be Mafresh Meiser on Shabbos. V'imhoya Kayin Ayani Lemudim Lechol Etzloi. If it was normal for a Kehanim or a Neim to eat in his house, the halacha is, they're allowed to come and eat there. They're allowed to eat there because it's just part of eating the regular meal, but he has to just let them know he's feeding them Meiser. The reason is, the most simple understanding, there's numerous reasons given for this. The most simple understanding is because when you give somebody a gift, there's a certain Tevas Hana that they give you. They appreciate it. Now, if you owe them the gift, if it's Meiser, so then he should know why you're giving it to him. So there shouldn't be an issue of Geneva's Das. Sometimes someone could give something to somebody and the person is going to be deriving benefit from it and he's very thankful to the person who's giving it to him. He appreciates very much that he gave him a gift. Well, ultimately, it belonged to him in the first place. So that would be an issue of Geneva's Das, therefore you should tell him. Shtehei continues, someone tells somebody, so we're discussing again the halachas of Ne'emanus on Maestris. And specifically, okay, we'll see that it's going to go with regard to Shabbos soon. Someone says to somebody who's not Neman HaMeiser, he knows this person is Namaret, doesn't take Meiser very seriously, but he tells him, do me a favor, kach li mi shehu Neman umi shehu ma'aser. Eino Neman. Tells him, do me a favor, go shopping for me. You know that I'm very careful about Meisers. I know that you're not very careful about Meisers, so I'm going to instruct you to make sure when you go purchase fruits and vegetables for me, please buy it from somebody who is Ne'eman on Meiser. Either he's Ne'eman on Meiser or he himself takes off Meiser. Ultimately, the point is, I want to make sure that what I'm going to be getting is something which has Meiser taken off of it. The person comes back and says, I bought it from somebody who is Ne'eman. Ain't a Ne'eman. He's not Ne'eman. You know why? Because again, he doesn't take the whole thing seriously. To him, it doesn't make that much of a difference. So therefore, he won't be Ne'eman. He won't be believed to say he bought it from someone who is Neman. However, if he says, Meyesh Ploini Hareza Neman, he says, please buy it from Ruvain, because I know Ruvain, and I know he's someone who is trustworthy. And then he comes back and says, yes, indeed I bought it from Ruvain. Halacha is, Hareza Neman, he is Neman. The reason for that is because you could check. He doesn't want to get in trouble. You go to Ruvain and say, Did my worker come to you? Did he buy it? He says, no, he didn't show up. He bought it from someone else. So I'll be in trouble. Therefore, he's Neman. Halach, Likach, Mimenu. He says, I went to look for him. I tried to find Ruvain, but I couldn't find him. He was out of business. He says, but don't worry. I went to Reuven, he's out of business. But trust me, there's a guy who I know, his name is Shimon. He's just as trustworthy as Reuven. Halacha is, he's not Neman to say that he bought it from someone who is a Neman, because again, he is an individual who does not take this seriously. So he's only Neman in a case where there is, in essence, a Mirtas. He's nervous of getting in trouble for going to the wrong person. We'll stop here at Mishnah Vav.